This is my first time share at EMP in Hong Kong, and it's also the first time in my life that I share in English. It's very exciting. Okay, let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us here in early morning to seek you. I humble myself and come before you. Lord, please wake up our heart. bring us fully alive. Give us courage, strength to run straight into your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, let's... Actually, I want to share something interesting with you today. The title is Elijah Serve. Elijah Serve. Yeah. When Eva and I moved to Beijing to serve here in Hong Kong, we did something crazy with our Beijing team for 40 days straight. We opened an online healing space on the Zoom for early birds, 6 to 7 a.m. daily, for night owls, 9 to 10 p.m. daily. Yeah, we prayed for everyone who came seeking healing. Anyone could join, friends or stranger, whether one person came or 50 came at once. We stayed faithful. Last Friday, we finished this 40 days journey. We served about 1,400 person time, and we received so many touching testimony. Praise Lord, yeah. Why did we share this? Because something special. From the start, we actually designed this to be hard. Too hard for us to handle alone, so hard that only God could make it happen. Yeah. Why we do that? Our inspiration came from the prophet Elijah. Let's look at the 1 Kings 18:33 to 39. Let's look at the 1 Kings 18:33 to 39. I can read here. 33. And he put the wood in order, cut the ox in pieces, and laid it on the wood, and said, fill four water pots with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Then he said, do it a second time. And they did it second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it third time. So the water ran all around the altar and also filled the trench with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and I am your servant. And that I have done all those things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that his people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their heart back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust. And it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now that all the people saw it, they fell on their face and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Amen. Elijah faced a difficult situation and made things even harder by pouring water on the wood three times. even though it was common sense to keep the wood dry before lighting a fire. Actually, this story guides our healing ministry. No more as a leader, I want to things easier, organized, and under control. But God's ways is different. He asks us to choose the harder path so that everyone would see this is impossible for men. Only God can do this. When we decide to do the 40 days online, actually I struggled. I told God I'm moving to Hong Kong. I need to say goodbye to friends. And then I find a home here, start the Mandarin service. How can I do this? But my team said, this, that. We are not afraid of waking up early, not afraid of having no experience, not afraid if healing doesn't happen, not afraid of serving strangers. Yeah, they said like that. Even if only one person comes, we will pray for them, pray for him. Yeah, that's when I knew that God was working in their hearts. Then I felt God say, in my eyes, every path I give you is either a blessing or a chance to show my glory. There is no hard path. Train your face like muscle, lift heavier weights. But daily life teaches us to avoid pain. Day after day, our face muscle gets weaker, like shrunken. Twist the hand what we are ashamed of until we forget it exists. We use worldly ways to protect ourselves, but that doesn't exercise faith. We chase balance and smart, but that doesn't exercise faith. We obsess over health and safety, but that doesn't exercise faith. Let's imagine if Bible heroes took the easy way. What if David used Saul's armor against Goliath? What if Joshua and Caleb stayed in the desert? What if Gideon kept his huge army? Let's think about it. Where would we be? Where would we be? Yeah, so let's think about it this way. What if we did opposite? If we did the opposite, make it a habit in every decision, say your faith hand, exercise your faith hand, your choices will change completely. Don't wait until trouble comes, until you're trapped, attacked, or facing impossible problems. Then cry out to God. How can a weak, twisted hand win the battle? Yeah, in hard time, we ask, God, where are you? Why don't you help? Will you watch me die in this despair? Yeah, maybe a miracle happens, maybe not. But remember what God told me. To me, nothing is hard, only path of blessing and path of glory. Yeah, again, remember what God told me. To me, nothing is hard, only path of blessing and path of glory. Yeah, let's do that. Let's enter into the worship. Think about the God say, and then we come back for the closing prayer. Yeah. Yeah, I will pray everyone will remember what God told me. I will pray for everyone remember what God told me. To me, nothing is hard, only path of blessing and path of glory. I urge all of you, start exercising your faith. Faith muscle now. It's the hand of the host your on the God path of blessing and glory. And if we are walking this road together, that's true joy. One brother in our healing team, during morning prayer time, he'd be riding his e-bike to work. Every day, he is praying for people as he rode. Yeah, he is praying for people as he rode. At night, well, he is painting walls because he is a decorator. Yeah, he is decorator. He called the people and he painting the wall and he called the people, how are you feeling now? Yeah, he grabbed every chance to exercise his faith, his face muscle. And the face is infections. Our whole team caught it. Yeah, they are my role models and I repent my small faith. Yeah. Whether life is easy or hard right now, repent your small faith. Don't limit God. You can even choose the hard path. Depend fully on God. Exercise your faith and watch his glory shine. Yeah, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, because Jesus went on the cross, you placed us in victory. You prepared the road of blessing and glory for your children. Lord, help us choose wisely, choose your road, your life, choose to depend on you completely. Our lives are so brief, like mist that vanishes by morning. Teach us to make each day count, to choose what matters most. Wake up our hearts, God, bring us fully alive. Give us courage, strength to run straight into your kingdom life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Actually, if you need quiet time with God to rethink your challenges with faith, take all your time you need. And actually, you can write down what God to shows to you, and even if it seems impossible. Okay? Okay. Bless everyone. Yeah. Bye-bye.